It's time for Stargazer. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this is your weekly update of what's happening in our island skies and the world of astronomy. We turn to Christopher Phillips, our new voice from the Emilo Astronomy Center in Hilo, and our official connection to the Mauna Kea Summit research community. Hey, Christopher, aloha. What are some of the bright objects that folks can look for throughout the week ahead, and where and when should we be looking?
Aloha, Dave. Great to be here. If you look into the west, or Komohana, just after sunset, you'll be able to glimpse the planet Venus. It's extremely bright, very hard to miss. In fact, it's so bright, it's often confused for being an aircraft. High in the sky, in the northeast, at around 9 p.m., you'll find the full constellation of Cassiopeia, known as Ivakilii, the frigate bird. Also, toward Hikina, the east, at around 9 p.m., you'll find the star cluster of the Pleiades, known as Makalii, here in Hawaii, with Orion the Hunter, known as Kahihi Ona Keiki, rising just on the horizon at around 10 p.m.
Anything unusual happening over the course of the week?
In the next few days, the Taurid meteor shower is expected to peak. This comes from the constellation of Taurus. You can expect to see around 5 to 10 meteors per hour during this period, provided, of course, you observe from a nice dark spot away from the city lights. Right now, we have a new moon, or Hilo moon, first crescent as it's known in the Hawaiian moon calendar. This means the sky will be nice and dark, so your chances of spotting the meteors will be greatly increased.
Hey, on the note of the meteor shower, we've been having a whole lot of them, Christopher. How does this rank to some of these other ones in terms of how many meteors we might be able to see?
Well, the Taurids is actually a pretty low-key meteor shower. It's periodic, just like the rest, but don't expect to be blown away by this one. So remember, that's tonight at midnight.
And anything on the discovery tip over at Mauna Kea we need to know about?
Actually, yeah. Local scientists using the Gemini North Telescope on the summit of Mauna Kea have used infrared imaging to detect a so-called rogue planet. This rogue planet is thought to be 6 times the mass of Jupiter, and it lies at a distance of approximately 80 light years away. The majority of planets we've discovered orbit around stars, just like the planets in our own solar system. However, a rogue planet does not orbit a star. It floats free through the darkness of space. These mysterious objects were once the realm of theory and imagination, but thanks to telescopes such as Gemini, we now know they are very real indeed.
That sounds scary. It's like a rogue wave in space. We appreciate the heads up. Thank you, Christopher.
Thank you very much, Dave.
You're welcome. Christopher Phillips, Emilo Astronomy Center on the Big Island, and I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next time here for Stargazer.